I did visit Tafea province, which is one of the hardest hit provinces. You go there and basically all of the coconut trees have been flattened, all of the fruit trees have been uprooted. Hardly any standing shelters have been left. Most of the people are without shelters, and it's quite a devastating scene.
What are the immediate needs of the affected people in the region?
Well, the very important, I would say, life-saving supplies that are needed are, first of all, food and water. There's a big problem in many of the provinces with having either access to water or access to clean water. That's a big problem. As I mentioned, shelter is a very important need, and also medicine.
And what is being done right now to assist the people in need of help?
Well, I can say that the government, with support from the UN, NGOs and donors, are leading a humanitarian operation, and supplies are beginning to arrive. As you know, Vanuatu is a country made of many islands, some of them remote and difficult to access. So it's quite a complicated operation, but there's an operation going on to really bring and help supplies that are needed and assist the people. So that is happening, and more support will be needed in the coming months.
And recently, you have warned of what you called a secondary emergency that could hit Vanuatu. What do you mean by that?
As I said, we cannot be complacent, because although some supplies are arriving, the flash appeal has only been met at 30%, so more humanitarian life-saving supplies are needed in the coming months. We are now also conducting assessments, and I suspect that those will show that the period that was sort of thought initially of 3 months will extend to 6 and possibly 9 months, so we'll know that in the coming week. And certainly on issues such as I mentioned before, clean water, if you don't act quickly, there is a risk of outbreaks of disease that can affect particularly young children. So yes, there is that issue. I also want to speak a little bit about the need for early recovery, because most of the Vanuatuans living in the islands rely on subsistence agriculture. So we're not just talking about the food security aspect of not having all of their crops uprooted, but also about the livelihoods, the opportunity to get income from the sale of those. People without livelihoods is a big problem that's going to have to be addressed into post-disaster phase. We are looking to ways to support initiatives such as Cash for Work that can help to recover community spaces. Mm-hmm. When I meet people, particularly the women, I would say that tell me that they have nothing to bring to the market, and that the sale of those fruit and vegetables was the source of cash that they could buy essentials such as soap or pay for school fees. These are essential needs that we cannot also forget about.
Looking a little bit at the future, what do you think can be done to reduce the impact of disasters caused by cyclones in Vanuatu in the future?
There has been already a good work done in Vanuatu that I would say has contributed in some respect to the fact that although the destruction of this unprecedented cyclone was terrible in many respects, the loss of life was relatively small, and that is because evacuation centers were established and there was proper preparedness. That sort of work needs to continue, needs to be supported into the long term. And I think one of the issues to be looked at is how can there be more work to build back better, to look at how the shelters that are being rebuilt can sustain such hurricanes and cyclones. But in that respect, I also think that what has happened in Vanuatu, but not just in Vanuatu, other countries such as Tuvalu have been impacted, and Solomon Islands to some extent as well were affected by this cyclone. There's a cyclone that's now hitting the Federated States of Micronesia. Since I arrived in the Pacific, I've been dealing disaster after disaster. In Tonga, the Hapai group of islands was wiped out. In Solomon Islands, a terrible floods disaster. And I think this highlights the need to really the entire world community to mobilize to tackle climate change. And that is not something that the small island states can do on their own. It takes also all the rest of the world to mobilize. And I think in this year of the Secretary General's conference on climate change, I hope eyes will take a look at what the consequences are for a small country like Vanuatu and take the necessary action at the policy level as well.